Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Monique. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Annie J. Cooper, and I was calling about my unemployment. I checked it this morning. It was saying that I needed to reopen my claim.
Can I have your social?
418-804013. 418-804013.
Can I have your first and last name for me?
My last name is Cooper, C as in Charles, O-O, P as in Paul, E-R.
Can I have your first name?
Annie.
Your mother's maiden name?
Pauline Neal.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider do you have difficulty speaking, reading, or writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military? Active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade level you completed in school?
I got promoted to the 10th, so the 9th.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a driver's license number?
Okay,
to make sure I'm seeing it right.
3932578.
If you are approved for benefits,
ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account.
Do I have how I want my benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
I have that Alabama card, Alabama Vantage card.
Okay. Can I have your address, please?
307 North Ollie, OLLIE, Glass. GLASS Avenue, Hartford, Alabama, 36344.
Is your residence address different from the above mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
It is different?
No, my address is the same. My mailing address, I get my mail at that address. I don't get mail any other way.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Can I have your cell phone number?
Yes, 334-723-9172.
9172? Mm-hmm, 723-9172. So your address is 307-9-OLLIE. Glass Avenue, Hartford, Alabama, 36344.
That was North. Did you say North?
Yes, North.
Okay, that's it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is necessary? Hello.
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer random generated questions. In which of the following cities, ma'am?
Oh, okay. You were reading something to me?
Yes, ma'am. I'll have to ask you some questions. In which of the
following...
I'm about to read you these questions.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I couldn't understand.
It's okay. In which of the following cities have you attended college? Alamosa, Chicago, Des Moines, Elsa, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1985 Dodge Diplomat, 1992 Geo Storm, 1993 Chevrolet Cavalier, or 1994 Pontiac Sunbird, or you have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
No, I just have a Kia Soul. Did you say that?
Ma'am.
Did you say Kia Soul?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Well, those other ones, no.
Okay. Which of the following streets? Which of the following streets addressed in Forest Park have you ever lived or? Lived at or been associated with? 302 Morrill Road, 4888 Bartlett Court, 741 Shelnut Drive, or 854 Cascade Drive, or none of the above, or you're not familiar with this property?
I'm not familiar with none of that and none of the above. I've been here all my life in Alabama.
You've been in Alabama all your life?
Uh-huh. Born in Alabama, been here. Never lived anywhere else.
Yes, ma'am. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
TR certification? What is that? I don't
TRA
know.
TRA certification.
Oh, no.
Are you filing for DUA, disaster unemployment assistance?
Am I filing for?
DUA.
You said PUA?
Are you filing for DUA, disaster unemployment assistance?
No, not that. Just my regular unemployment.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
I work part-time for LI Community Services, and my hours dropped, and now they're picking back up. My client was in the hospital, but now she's back.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim? Last day you worked?
Last day, I believe that was January 26th, the day she went to the hospital. I believe it was 26 or 27.
Under 22, right? This year?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for Allies, not for myself, for Allies Community Services.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I'm not doing anything like that.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, not now.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
For all shifts?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from other than Social Security from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
Through a union, is that what you said?
A union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a defined date to return to work?
I'm not understanding you with that one. What did you say now?
Did your employer give you a defined date to return to work?
No, because I called them and let them know that she was home from the hospital, and they started it right back the day she got home on the 3rd.
What was your job title?
A homemaker.
Homemaker?
homemaker. Homemaker, home attendant. Either one of those are the same. Taking care of the elderly.
Are you seeking for work in your current occupation?
Am I what now?
Seeking for work in your current occupation.
Seeking for work in my current, yes ma'am, every chance I get to see if I can, you know, find something else or other, whatever I can find.
What was your employer?
I'm sorry.
What was your employer? What was the job name?
For seeking other work.
Was your job called Statewide Health Service, Healthcare Service, Weeds Policy?
Yes, it was that.
Okay.
It was that.
Okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have that telephone number?
For the place I'm working for now.
Yes, the statewide health service.
Okay, I don't have their number because I'm working for Allied now. So statewide, I'm not.
Who are you filing for unemployment for?
I'm filing for myself, but under.
Are you filing for the statewide, or are you filing for something?
Ma'am.
What?
No. I don't get statewide. I'm just filing my unemployment.
No, the employment jobs that we have listed on your file is Statewide Health Care Services, Wage Pauline Domestic, or Berry Enterprises USA. Which one are you filing for?
That's the one I was working for before. Mm-hmm. But it's been a while since I worked for Statewide because I've been up on the Ally.
But that's not on our system. So which one are you, what are you separating your employer for to file for your unemployment now?
I guess on a statewide.
Okay. Do you have their telephone number?
No, I don't have statewide phone number.
Okay. Do you know what city was that in? Chicago?
It sounded like it was there because it was way off, you know, the main company.
Okay, so it was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me 1 second. When did you stop working at Style Statewide Health Care?
Oh, Lord, that might have been in 06, I believe.
When was the last day that you worked there? Was it this year or was it in 18, in like in 18 months?
It had to be further out.
Okay, well, give me 1 second, okay?
Uh-huh.
When was your last day you worked with Berry Enterprises?
Oh Lord, that's been over 18 months.
What about Ridges?
What was that? Which one was that one?
Ridges Pauline Domestic.
Oh, that's okay. That's the one I'm working up under now.
Okay.
With, Ella.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
I'm
trying to help you the best way I can, so that's why I was trying to see.
I appreciate you so much, dear.
I was trying to see which one was it. So it is Pauline Domestic.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to. Do you know their telephone number?
My mother's phone number, Pauline Ridge?
No, ma'am. That's who the employer name is, Pauline Ridge?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's your mother's company?
That's her phone number.
Okay. Is it in Chicago, Illinois?
No, she lives in Hartford, Alabama.
Okay.
She's in FOIA under, you know.
Okay, well, I need the Ridge Pauline Domestic Violence, domestic violence phone number.
Okay, 334.
When was your appointment start date?
The very first date that I started.
Yes, ma'am.
Working. Oh, Lord, let's see. It's been over with her. It's been over 5 years, I think.
Okay.
4 years or somewhere in that area, because I was doing that one and working with, you know, the other company.
So what year would you say?
I won't say the wrong thing, but I know it's got to be about 4 years, 15, 16.
Oh, what, do you know a month?
I believe it was in August.
Okay. You said in 2016?
I'm thinking it's 16.
Or 15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to. I just need like a month or a year that you started.
Okay.
So you said August, and you said about in 2015 or 16?
Mm-hmm.
What was the last day that you worked there?
For Riggs?
Yes, ma'am.
That was 126 this year here.
Okay, 126.
Mm-hmm.
What state, what city and state was it in?
Hartford, Alabama.
Hartford?
Hartford, Alabama.
Okay. Do you expect to receive? Do you expect to receive, or have you received any of the following pay for any time of the last day you work, vacation, sick pay, or holiday?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for your pension? Or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Why are you no longer working?
Ma'am?
Why are you no longer working? Did you quit, discharge?
No. I'm working. Part-time.
You work there?
Uh-huh. The Pauline Reed. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Miss Annie, I don't think you can file for that one if you're working there right now. And I can't finish your claim because the other two that you told me, the other two jobs that you told me about was over 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be able to finish your claim.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.